I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is News and Notes. African Americans have not been much of a force on the U.S. swimming team, despite a few athletes who have made a mark in the sport. Less than 1% are black. But Rudolph Henry, a swimming coach in Chicago, thinks it's time for African Americans to make more waves, and he's been swimming since he was six, and for the last 30 years has been teaching African American kids how to swim. Mr. Rudolph joins us. Hi.
Hello.
And
how
welcome.
Are you?
Why do you think the number of black swimmers is so low?
Two things. Accessibility, money.
Money.
In order to, I guess, support the programs that's needed.
Well, there is a widespread, wide perception, I think, that blacks can't swim or that blacks disdain the sport for a couple of reasons. And let me just lay out what I've heard. Blacks don't like the skimpy bathing suits if they're boys, and girls that don't wear their hair in natural styles just don't want to get their hair wet. And how do you get around those perceptions, and is there any truth to them?
Well, yes. It has happened in the past, and those are some of the reasons that they use. But we still make it around that. Yes, you can wear your hair, and I have adults that get their hair done frequently and still swim.
Mm-hmm.
We have different hairstyles that they still wear. Even though the swim caps that they make today still do not let your hair stay dry. So that was a misnomer that they had to get over.
Mm-hmm.
But we still persevere.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your program. What are you trying to do with it? And how many kids have actually gone through?
Are you talking about over the 30 years?
Okay.
Well, if we just look at just the past year, I've been very fortunate to teach at two institutions that I use, and one being Kennedy King College, and the other is Chicago State University. And with over the year, I think we've actually gone over and gone through at least 200 to 275 of students, and they range from birth all the way up to adults.
So from birth, very tiny children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have an infant program that we grab them as soon as, actually almost as soon as they come out.
Mm-hmm.
But they start, I guess, about three months.
Wow.
3 months and up.
Why do you think it's so important for more African Americans to actually learn how to swim?
Well, we need to actually level the playing field in the sport of swimming. And not only swimming, but the aquatic arena. There's too often the knowledge of being around water is just, it's a disdain effect to some African Americans.
Is it disdain or is it fear?
Well, it's both, because I've had them in class tell me that I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, it's okay to be afraid. Tell me what you're afraid of. And from there, we will attack each fear and dispel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always tell them throughout all my classes, it's okay to be afraid, but still attempt. You know, once you acknowledge the fear factor, and then you break it down as to why you're actually afraid, and if you're afraid of drowning, okay, what is actually drowning? The loss of oxygen.
Oh,
that's not
yeah.
going to happen.
Oh, okay, so you try to persuade them that they're in a safe spot, or?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's very important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I understand it, you have a goal of seeing one of your young charges in the 2016 Olympics.
Yes.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Well, number one, we're starting both at the younger ages, and we're planting the seed that, yes, they can do it, and they have to actually see it mentally. We cultivate that seed by trying to get them after they actually learn water exploratory, get into learning the basic strokes, and then we do some refining of those strokes.
And get them
going.
And
then get them into competition.
Mm. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Henry, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Rudolph Henry has been banishing the fear of swimming from the minds of young people in the Chicago area one stroke at a time for the last 30 years. He's a swim coach in the Options Program at Chicago State University in Chicago and joined us from NPR's Chicago Bureau.